So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice.
Morning, everyone. Hey, man. What's up? Jumbo. Assalamu alaikum. Peace. Greetings. It's your international girl running this world. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. CRS, we are the best. With 2.5 million kings and queens listening. So call on in today, guys. That number is 661-467-2407. This is the Caribbean Radio Show, The Knowledge Station. I am your host, Queen Sunny Honey. So impress the impressed. Bring it near to you live from the Middle East. Birth in the epicenter of it all, y'all. Yes, I'm from America. So, yes, impress the impress. come on in, all of my solution seekers. Share your knowledge, even if you ain't go to college. In the words of a wonderful, wonderful Miss Lori, she always says, isn't it nice? Isn't it wonderful? Knowing that something beautiful is happening to you right now. So call on in. I would love to hear from you guys. How you doing? 661-467-2407. Queen Sunny Honey shines every Freedom Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on the Caribbean Radio Show. You know, we start with God first. Whomever you call him, Allah. Whomever, by whatever name, the creator, we can do nothing without the creator. So we start the show out each and every Freedom Friday, giving thanks and actually asking God to just bless us, give us what we need, feed us that freshness every day. And because I'm from the dirty, dirty South, there's another tradition. We never do anything about speaking until we got permission from the elders to speak. That being said, we always acknowledge our ancestors, those who came before us. We are only as strong as the information that you pass down. So right now we just ask that all of our grandmothers, our greatest grandfathers, all of the ancestors, that you just come through with the love today. Show up and get into some international shouts out. Of course, I'm bringing it to you from the Middle East. And we do have so much love coming in from my friends over in the outskirts of Dubai. So much love going out to you, Miss Crystal Kirkman from South Carolina, homegirl in the Middle East. Yes. Love, love, love is going out to a sister in Bahrain. Miss Deborah, we know that you are tuning in and you are in quarantine. So we're sending love right back out there. We have so much love coming in from New York City. Thank you so much to Brother Kevin. You always raising Cain up there. We're sending love and light, peace and healing to you and your family and everything that's going on in the world. So much love going out to my people in North Carolina from Fayetteville State University. Thanks for your support and listening. And you know, I cannot say anything without going back to my total hometown, South Carolina. Thank you for your continued support and tuning in. Let's go over to family news. My website, www.sunetashannon.com, was created by none other than a family member, beautiful, beautiful sister. You know, you can't judge a book by its cover. You will see her in a wheelchair, but she gets out more than most people. When I visited this summer, Ms. Tanelle Jenkins was babysitting two of her nephews, pulled up in that electric wheelchair, and just gave me so much love and created www.sunetashannon.com. I want to thank you because of you. You keep that fire up underneath me to see that you're not disabled. You are, you know, the enabler. So many things that you manifest. And you're an example to all of us on our potential to be great. So yeah, she'll be coming up pretty soon in a few weeks. We'll have her in to interview and talk about all the wonderful enterprises she has. You know, we always talk about 1, 2, 3. This is how you get your LLC. Teach me. Let me learn you get your LLC. She got her LLC. It was very easy, and I helped her out. And I'm always here to help you guys. Go onto the website if you want more details about that. And happy Mother's Day over there in America. Of course, in about 2 days, everyone will be loving on their moms or giving thanks for the mothers who transition on and who are looking over us. So much thanks to my mama, Ida Mae Tyndall Hunter. just a real superwoman. And I know that our mothers are watching over us. If you are someone like myself, whose mother is now one of your spirit guides, one of your angels, the one who's watching over you, I send you limitless love right back at you as we are in the same seat and loving on our moms. If your mother is still living, love on her. I live in the Middle East, and the Mother's Day over here is a whole different month. Irony behind that. Places like Northeast Africa, this part of the world, we celebrate holidays at different times. So I've already had Mother's Day turn up. Yeah. Thank you to one of my former students, Mr. Dominique, for creating this new logo you see with the headphones and the one with the queen status. I used to live on an Indian reservation. And while I lived in Arizona, a boarding school many moons ago, he was one of my students there. I was able to live and work with Navajo and Apache youth. Well, I ain't never seen a Black person except for representation on television. So that was the stage in my life that it was an honor to actually be physical, be there, be real, be not stereotypical what's seen on television. And thank you for the artwork. He sent me a piece of art that has a Black Native American woman that he created that just spoke to him. So, you know, return of the ancient ones, we are truly one family. Let's get into local news. Over here on the woods, it's Ramadan. Like I told you guys last week, there's no eating and drinking outside. Of course, that's not an issue this year because of, you know, what's going on. And I learned that the fig, being some food that all of us know about, this superfood, just know that you could live off the fig. One simple fig would carry your dietary habits throughout the day. And that's what most people out here break their fast with. I'm reading a book where Donald Trump wrote the words, honey, I can't wait to finish this. The tea is real. And it was written in 1999. The book is called The Book of Investing Wisdom. So what are you reading? My niece reached out to me and asked, Sunita, what are you doing? I was doing some adult coloring books, so that's been a part of my little tool daily. I hope you guys are taking care of yourself. In international birthdays, we want to give a shout out to little boy Ajinuku from Nigeria. Yes, shouts out to Nigeria. He turned 7 on yesterday, May the 7th. And his father, his baba, Mr. Ajinuku, wanted to send love and shout outs to his son. So happy birthday. As we sing in the middle. And happy birthday to Brother Willie Hampton, May 8th. Yes, he will be coming up on the show pretty soon and giving everyone some simple solutions they could use for caregiving for the elderly. And this brother popping on the Soul Train reviews on his YouTube channel. So we'll get into that next. In international news, did you see what's popping in Tanzania? Well, there's some faulty testing going on, guys, because the president specifically sent people to show goat, sheep, papaya, jackfruit, all of those things they thought was going to be like, okay, testing for COVID as far as humans, and they came up positive. Where they do that at? Tanzania. At least the president is on it. And we want to not go past the notion of what happened earlier this week and send so much love and so many prayers out to the family of Ahmaud Arbery. People, I just want to say this. Justice will be served. Oh, yes. We have had enough. So we're just going to acknowledge that even celebrities right now are reaching out and sending on this case. So we want to know, want you to know, keep on pressing on, do those 2.5 miles to represent and know that God is going to, if you take one step, God will always take two and show up and show out. Birthday shouts out on everyone around the world. And as far as the babies that have been born, Raven Goodwin, this actress, has delivered a healthy baby during this quarantine time. And we just want to send so much love out also to Tabitha Brown. This sister, a lot of us know now as a vegan IG popular woman. I knew her as an actress back in the day, and congratulations on your transition into what you deserve. And we know that you have always been someone who's given us a positive message when it comes to health and holistic healing. So thank you, Tabitha Brown, and congratulations. So guys, now that we got the news out the way, we want to get ready for this interview coming up. This sister here, Boys and Girls, wrote 30 books by the age of 30. Her name is Champagne Marie Oden. This wonderful woman is about to grace us with some free information on how we can become self-sustainable, honey. She's going to give us the ones and twos on what it's like to, actually, she wrote 50 books by now, but we're going to catch up and get all of that great information. But coming up next, get ready for Champagne Marie Oden of Japan and a sister across the waters who has a message for us all.
Some serious time. All I the time for us to centralize, socialize, and realize. The little sun shines around every day. The little moon shines through the peaceful night. This is seven time rise and seven time fall. But I don't really believe in the falling things at all. Cause life continues as it goes. If you really want to know the truth of the truth, isn't being told. No, 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 no. There's some kind of biggest sensitivity. It could be your pride, sudden destruction. Still you wake up this morning, you better give thanks. You don't know if you're gonna live to see tomorrow. Life is much more precious than gold.
Company, you may somebody else, and you don't have to change
So I believe the
What do you do when you go to East and West Africa? Tell the people what this story has been like.
Oh, wow. You know, I got a whole book on that. Hold on. I got my book. Now, these are the books that I print published right here. Hold on. Oh, girl. This book right here, you can get this on Amazon, guys. But if you want the printed version, you have to buy the book. But this book right here, I break it down about exactly how to do this in Africa, and I give you some stories. So your question was, what do I do in, what was the second part?
What do you do in Africa? Tell us the journey and how you use your books in Africa.
Oh, okay. Okay, so what I do when I go to Africa, I teach English. I teach English. So, and what I discovered when I first went to Africa, I went, I'm not going to say who I went with because that person that I got talking to, but I went with my former African social school of prep. Now, I have been trained in what I call business Japanese etiquette. And so when I was in Africa, in Ghana the first time, I went with my coach and these other African, like Black Americans. The coach was African. She kept taking us around to do different meetings, right? And I talk about that in this book. So we kept going around to different meetings, but I'm just like, when are we going to talk contract? When are we going to talk money? Like, we paid you like $6,000 or something. When are we getting to how do we get a contract? Because I kept noticing similarities between Asia and between Africa, like the constantly going to different meetings, the people who have nothing to do, like the, oh, you want a contract, you have to go over here. The, oh, when we're with, you know, our African counterparts, they're staying off. So I immediately recognized that behavior as being something against the Japanese people. I said, I see what I'm working with. I said, okay, I love Africans, I love Africa. I said, but they're treating me as if Japanese, which is not a bad thing, but I had to very quickly change my mindset and think, okay, although these are Africans, I have to deal with them as if they're dark-skinned people, which is exactly what I do when I go there. So my mindset is still set on, okay, these are just Japanese. What I do when I go there, I do business exactly the same way I would do in Japan. So I go and I teach business skills and I teach English. Now, that's the easy part. The hard part is getting the contract, which I discovered how to do. But it's like, guys, I'm going to tell you this. All right. If you're going to listen to one thing, listen to this about me. When you go to Africa, do not think that just because you're Black, and you see I'm a light-skinned Black dude, I got this hair, do not think that they're going to see you as one of them because they don't. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. I don't care. But the problem is for Black Americans specifically, because I think that we're the most mostly Black. I mean, if you go to the whole country, with your other Blacks come over all opposite me afterwards, definitely. So when Black Americans go to Africa, we think, oh, they're going to accept me. So even if this is wrong, no, it is not. If you are not in Africa physically to do whatever business you're going to get done, and that's just okay. I'm going simply as a trainer and as a teacher. I go, I do my workshops, I get paid, and then I'm out. That's it. So that's what I do when I go. And also, because I have that skill of getting talking and all that stuff, I can teach other Blacks how to do this and how not to do that. Because we have this mindset that, oh, we're Black, so Africans are going to accept us. No, they're not. And that, like I said, that's okay. But just know that. Because the thing is, when you see any African, like as a Black American in America, do you not see how standoffish they are? I mean, now think of them being standoffish. And think of the Asians, the Japanese people, like the other Asians. Think of how they're standoffish, though. There's no difference. You understand what I'm saying? It's just one is light, one is dark. That's it. So you just have to know what you're doing. Go to Africa and know that it's you. People in Africa don't see what they say. So if somebody's going around saying, oh, it's so easy. Africa, they are lying. Now I'm here to tell you, if anyone wants a challenge, I'll ask you. That's it. Oh, next question. How to use my books? So what I do, these are the workbooks I use in Japan.
coach. He will coach the employee all over the planet, from Rwanda all the way to Ghana. If it's the university, Dr. Champagne will grace them and actually.
Yeah. And that's thank you for saying that. That's what I was doing on my last trip to Rwanda in November 2019. Yeah, I was at the university in Rwanda training in how to get jobs in Japan, which is. Sorry, I got something. Oh, this was the when I go to teach in Africa. When I'm teaching them,
one thing that I really appreciate about the United Issue of Africa, you know, we love the motherland, but then there's a lot of times people don't have the direct experience. And so it's good to know. Well, sometimes when we talk, we share our thoughts about what it is to date while being overseas. Over here in the Middle East, it seems like when an American man, regardless of his race, but we're only dealing with black folks, gets over here, they tend to find the Filipino woman attractive and kind of dismiss the sisters when they're abroad. It's a phenomenon. Somebody want to write a poem about it? It's real. It's the same thing over there.
I wrote a book about it.
What? Tell us the name of this book and where can we find it?
It's called something like Black Man, Black Woman, Japan, An Exploration of the Dating and Marriage in Japan. Something like that. But guys, if you go to Amazon.com, just type in my name, Champagne, M-O-D, and all my books.
Give us a look.
got the money that you did before. So I feel that as a Black American woman, I'm always the last pick. And the thing is, I'm the last pick, but you got the last bit of the money that you had before. So it's really, really annoying. And like I said, I had a boyfriend, one boyfriend, for 2 years, and we had to break up. I broke up with him because I was like, listen, you know, this is the contract we're signing. We're getting together, we're boyfriend and girlfriend, and then I want to get married. And you got a year and a half to do it. I had to stretch it for 2 years. But after that, I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm not your, oh, let me just be Black chick because I need something to be done. So I left that relationship. And I'm now in another relationship with a guy I really like. But I'm still kind of taking this over him because I'm pretty sure he likes me. Like, I know he likes me, but there's always this thing in the back of my head. It's like, does he really like you? Or is it because you're only because you're Black? Or is it, you know, it's just so many things that you have to consider when dating Black people touch you because it's either real or it's not. And as a Black woman, you might not know. Might not know. Especially with African men, because African men are like the best actors on the planet. They can act. They should get off. All of them should get off. So it's like you just don't know if they really want to be with you. And if they marry you, that doesn't mean they really want to be with you. Maybe they want to be with us. But if it's a Black American guy, does he want to be with you now that he's grown? So it's, and I hate to even say this, but this has been my experience. So I hope that answers some of your questions about dating.
Absolutely, it does, because the first thing about Black women empowerment is to acknowledge the truth behind what's going on. All too often, we don't have the alliances, our brothers don't have our back, and we're not here to bash anyone, but we're here to live in our truth and say, hey, you know what, to all the 2.5 million listeners out there, if you're a child, little girl, little princess, a young queen, take it from Sister Champagne that focus not on other things, but you just stay tunnel vision. You can produce 50 books at her age. You can have a PhD. You can be able to travel. How many countries have you traveled?
Oh, I've traveled to 30.
Wow.
Yeah, I've traveled to 30 countries. I've studied abroad in China, London, Cuba. I love Cuba. 2014, and we can only stay there for 7 days. So China, London, Cuba, and Mexico. And the last two were to study my PhD. So I had a good time.
And what's important is self-imagery. So a lot of girls in our community are not able to see the champagne odor.
That's right.
That's why we wanted you here on the show to let the world know, honey. You're self-sustainable while living in another country. You are a boss who works for herself. You know, we just got to give it up for you because we need to clone you. We need more of this to be the normalcy, the normal thing in our community.
That is so true. Like, Tyrese, he's definitely one of my mentors. I never met him, but I love Tyrese. He's the director of Hidden Colors, director and writer of Hidden Colors. Just having Tyrese, he's so awesome. He was saying, like, you know, we need attractive women who are smart. He said, we don't need attractive women who are twerking on the pole. Because young girls see the twerking on the pole girls, but they don't see the love of, you know, women who are attractive but who are smart and keep their clothes on. So that really put a seed in me. And I was like, wow, I can do that. And I'm attractive, but I'm also smart. You know, I'm smart. I'm smarter than I'm attractive. I focus on, but don't get me wrong, I'm very vain. But I focus on my brain every day. And I want young women, young Black girls, regardless of your shade of Black, I want you to know that it is this that gets you Black, not your face, not your body. Those things get to be brought away. So I want attractive women. We're all attractive to your brain, not your, you know, not your face. So, I mean, you can be a model, but you
get taken advantage of,
not smart. So.
Right. With that being said, who are some of the influential Black women in your life?
Oh, my mother. My mother is definitely my hero, Jennifer E. Oden. I actually wrote a book about her. It's called Less, and it tells a story of my mother's vision about how she raised kids to be successful. Because my mom is a is our mom. My mom's a single black mom, raised three highly successful kids. And I'm like, wow, how did you do that? You know, I started university when I was 16. My mom put me in upper bound, I started university at 16. My brother is, he's 19, so I'm like 20 years old. He's got a fluoride at Kent State. And he's doing, I think this is his second year of first year. It's even second year in engineering. He'll be done in like a year. And then he wants to go to London to do his master's, which is great because I brought him over to Japan when he was 16, back to university. They were saying like, oh yeah, you can come, you know, here for your 4-year degree, and then you can continue to London for your master's. And it really was something in my brother. He said, oh, why would I do my master's? And I told him, you should totally do it. Like, I'm so for you. My sister's a nurse. My sister's about 30. My sister's a nurse. Very successful. So I was like, mom, how are you able to do that? So I actually need to finish that book, and I need to have a public issue. So I can tell her that. I just got so many things on my mind. Yeah, so my mother is definitely one of my probably
favorite. And shout outs to Upward Bound. I used to work with many students that came to that program. And yes, parents, if you don't know this, there's so many opportunities to elevate your children to prepare them for the world.
Yes, free 99.
I used to love those summers working with Upward Bound, and then the student I had ended up being like in the classroom with me next semester. Amazing.
Yes, absolutely. What? And guys, in Chattanooga, Ohio, for Upward Bound, you can put your kids in University of Akron from the grade 7. So you don't even have to wait until they're in high school, starting grade 7. And by the time, let's say grade 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, if you enroll them full-time at Akron University for 5 years, they'll be ready to graduate because their credit will also count for high school credit. So there you go. Free money.
All right. Wherever you are, guys, make sure you Google Upward Bound for your state. Parents, if you don't know about it, information is out here, and it's free 99. Everybody, you heard it here. Both of us have experience. One thing that you talked about was the opportunity to share the experience of having that passport with your family. Before all this happened, it was so hard to get someone to want to come visit, but I want to acknowledge the fact that you exposing your brother to that passport privilege, that American privilege, that over 150 places he can travel, has impacted his life. Growing up for me, I had Peace Corps, and that wasn't an opportunity that they opened for me, but just the platform to see the world. Thank you for that.
Right. Yeah, no problem. No problem. And, like, my brother is not the only family member that I've offered to over. When I was living in London, my sister was going to come to London, but she did something to my mom, and she was so that kind of killed me. And, you know, I've offered this opportunity to my one of my half-brothers. So she was like, no, I don't want to go. I said, okay. I said, you be safe telling me now. And also, when you ask in the future, this dance is going to be doing well. Because if you don't want my help, it's fine, but keep the same energy when you come back. That's all I'm saying. So, yeah, I've offered that opportunity to a lot, but I would say a lot, to a few of my, younger family.
I've done the same and offered opportunities for a homegirl that I've knew since elementary, middle school. She came abroad and was able to experience this for a year. Her life has been changed, and especially knowing that we don't get the same news and to eat the same food and the just access. So I understand.
So, Tanita, you did Peace Corps?
No, they denied me. I wanted to run off with them white folks and get my life for free. And
she started when they came back, so.
But,
so
you know.
You never know what they're doing.
Let me tell a story time with that. By being able to access Africa, you know, I can go there on the weekend. And it's no such thing as the Middle East. It's just Northeast Africa. So one weekend I'm in Cairo. And in my hotel, there's some priests. And they're trying to stereotype me because of the dreadlocks in my hair. They're intrigued because the people know me. Next thing you know, we ended up at dinner. And because, you know, they're American, I'm American. know, when I read between the lines, I understood that Onza paid to travel all around the world. They've been traveling for months. And I really learned that these people were missionaries by day and ripping our babies by night. And because the money was being exchanged, you know, in honor of whatever title from whatever church, it was just something that the people were turning away from. So, you know, I know that was just a little off topic, but it just showed me a whole new perspective on what's going on because of getting out of America. I like to look at that concept like, okay, here's a pop quiz. Is it just me, or when you visit home, can't be in America that long before you're ready to go back?
Oh, yeah. I'm there for 2 weeks, and I'm out. I'm fine. Listen, I love my family, but I cannot be around people who are limited in their thinking and try to limit my thinking. And that's why I left when I was 19. I've not been back. I'm out. Yes,
everyone listening out there, see, it is safe all over the world. If you know your Black history, we're the first people everywhere. We are the
only
people.
Okay, girlfriend, speaking of that, I'm still writing a book on the all that. Or I just discovered for the first Black and the first people in Mesoamerica. I don't know why they call it Mesoamerica, because Mexico is actually part of North America. So I need to check out what that is, whatever. So, you know, the Aztec, Incas, Maya, they, apparently, I'm still researching that. They're, you know, those three civilizations have been on the Olmec. Supposedly came over from West Africa in boats. So what you're saying is true. We were the first explorers. I also discovered, shout out to Dr. David Himmelstep. Love that guy. The first American for Africa. Love that book. Man, that he broke it down and he speaks so well and clearly. I mean, he uses stories, but he really breaks it down in that book. And in fact, white sailors in the 17th century saw so many Black men. You know how our men is. They always got to go out and do something. Like, they saw so many Africans that they were calling, I think it was the Atlantic, the India, they were calling it Ethiopia. They were calling it Ethiopia Ocean. Because it was that many Black men that was just, you know, on the water. So I thought that was
right, Navy SEALs. We sealed it up in history as well.
Yes, that's right. And can I also say, what you said was really interesting. You said something about it's safe all over the world. You know, okay, story time. I remember two different stories in my life, or there's many. For example, my godmother, she had said something to the effect like, it was either my godmother or another older woman in my family, I can't remember which one, but they were like, oh my God, we Americans can't go abroad because this one fat white girl, she was in the Philippines, and a Filipino did can at her. And I was like, okay, and is that story, like, that one story is supposed to stop me from experiencing grief in America. I mean, what, where, why, would you, are there any dates? There's another one. I remember my godmother was like, oh man, I watched this movie about these two white girls that were in Hong Kong, or they were in Hong Kong or China, and they went to jail because they thought that they stole, and that's why I don't try. I was like, that's a movie. So it's just like, guys, do not let these stories that are movies and stories that have no dates or times to them persuade you from not leaving the country, because it's not. It is so not. So I just want to say that.
Yes, you are absolutely correct. One of the things that people will find when you don't know until you experience.
Right.
I have had so many Pan-African YouTube leaders that I discovered never had a passport, never went anywhere. I'm not knocking that, because that is not opportunity.
Wait, really? Wait, they're a Pan-Africanist, but they don't even have a passport?
Girl, do the research. A lot of these people are going to come up short. But when I do travel...
I'm a Pan-Africanist, but I actually go to Africa and stay. Because as you know, I think I talked to you about, I plan to open up the a ride, and she's like literally like my second mom. Queen mother. I mean, she's a rider. She takes care of 300. So I sent her the money. She's like, thank you. I just fed all of them. I was like, wow. That's what paying African is. It's like bringing blacks together. Although, I'm going to say this. I feel that it's a little bit more one-sided. She's the black American. The other
I agree with that, and I will go on to say that black men have had a platform, but we also have to acknowledge sisters like yourself who are the doers. You know, I recently talked with an artist, and the thing in the conversation was saying behind every great black man, black male leader, who's ever just blessed us with a book or been in any politics, all of them had a wonderful, dynamic queen right beside
them. Or if they started with one. Sometimes they'll upgrade and, you know, marry a white girl like Marcus Garvey did in the end.
Okay, but let the truth be told. When the books were being written, it was probably in the hands of that sister as he dictated.
Oh, of course. They had a deal with the black, especially the dark-skinned black women. They always deal with them, and then they upgrade them for a light-skinned to a white girl, which is not fair.
So I'm not here to sit here and mail bash. We're just acknowledging the truth because we are the knowledge station right here on Caribbean Radio Show. Sometimes you feel like a nut because we are some crazy-ass people with a legacy of not holding each other up. And that's why we come here on this show, to acknowledge that truth, to actually show how here's a sister giving money because there are 300 children that need to be fed. No matter where we are on the planet, the black woman is always putting in that work and never getting the credit.
Exactly. And also, let me say this. I feel that the reason why the race, and I'm not bashing all black men. I don't bash at all. I feel that if black women were not insistent upon being with black men, our race would probably just be. Because I don't know what this obsession is that black men have to not be. Black women, but in the end, they come back to us anyways. But by that time, you're broke. So it's like, you know, even white women will want you at this point. But why are you coming back to me? It's really a soccer
player. There's a soccer player, I can't even think of his name, African dude.
Yeah.
Left
the one left. From West Africa?
Girl! If y'all don't know.
The one who went to Germany and she married that white chick that looks like Shrek? Are you talking about him?
Yes, girl. Tell the story. Get the thing. If they don't know, when he got broke down and had no job, where did he go home?
Back to his fiance, the one in West Africa. This was a beautiful sister, by the way.
And she.
And also, let me say this. Shout out to African women because, okay, I watch another show and it's called like Bullshit. And don't get me wrong, I love the male platforms because they need to be real truth. But O'Shea, I feel like she be bashing African chicks and like, well, the reason why, well, maybe I would say bashing, but I think he needs to give it up to the African chicks. He's always like, well, the reason why black American men go to the Caribbean and go to the Dominican Republic, but those women are, they're also black, so they.
Self-sustainable. The root issue is to not look to the government. Not just pretend like that last, that next check that they say you might get is the last one. Just for a moment that you don't have a job to go back to.
Right.
You speak on the platform of what it's like to become self-sustainable and give us some of the tools from your book so we can know where to go and how to proceed.
Yes. Alright, so the last part you said go for my book. I did just write four more books last month, and there's a 9-step action plan. Two of the books are about babysitting. You have my story and you have the workbook. And the other two books are about teaching online, which is my story. In both books of the workbook is the 9-step action plan, which I'm trying to remember offhand, but toward the end, I think the 9th step I say in my book is like stack your cash and pretend that I can't remember it, but I write something kind of involved.
Do you have to sit there PrivateJapan@Weebly.com.
PrivateJapan.com.
All right. And I will make sure to add that.
Thank you. Yes, and I sent you, hold on, I believe I sent you a message yesterday. Hold on, let me just get, because the site that I use, let me see if I can come up. You know what, I'll send that to you guys later, because I don't want to move up, I don't want to get entitled.
Speaking of side hustle money, rumor has it that you made about $2,000 and baby fit. Is that true?
That is true, but I did that in 1 month. That was in March. Yeah, that is true. And also, hold on. I do have my schedule. Hold on 1 second. Because I was doing this yesterday. Sorry, guys. Because I like to write things down by hand. And I did this yesterday.
While she's looking that up, guys, make sure you know this is very important. Part-time to make the $2,000 just by babysitting.
Yes.
Like we're telling you guys, secure the bag.
Here we go. And guys, not only can you babysit in Japan, babysitting and childcare is something you can do right now in whichever country you're in, because remember, doctors, nurses, store workers, bus drivers, whomever, they still got to go to work, so they still need kids. So this is not just for Japan, you can do this anywhere. Yes, so in March, I made, yes, 2,000 babysitting first time. And this is, when you add it to my normal, jobs that I have, that's quite a lot of money. Quite a lot.
He's on the side. Yes. And I think everyone out there, if you can't get anything else from this interview with this phenomenal woman, it's really, she's here to give the blueprint on what it's like to be self-sustainable. By the time that you do gift her this PhD that she's worked hard for, you know, I can't imagine what's next for you, Champagne.
Right. But people have been asking me, like, oh my God, what's your next move? Guys, you have to remember, I want to work these things, and so I have to work. So I know people are like, why don't you start your business? I'm not allowed to. I have to get permanent residency first. So people are always like, well, you can do more. Yes, I teach online as well, but I have to work within the confines of my work. So, chill out.
And thank you for saying that, because oftentimes people come to me and they say negative things about the Middle East. My rule of thumb is I'm never going to talk about where I live, because it has to be better than where I was before. You don't come into someone else's land with your idealism. And if you're out there and you live on American soil, here is a warning. You don't have freedom of speech when you leave America. So you take the bitter with the sweet, and you, honey, you just make some lemonade, and life is good. You can live in countries like I do that's tax-free, and, do whatever it takes for you to have your economic power, your ability to be self-sustainable. That's really what Champagne is really trying to get everyone. If you're going to get out there, don't have the crazy email address, Bonquisha, bigbootygirls@hotmail.com. No.
Right.
Let's present our resumes. If you need help with resume writing, with working overseas, with working at home, this sister has 50 books already out.
And online courses as well.
Amazing.
I'm just looking at the page now, so I just like to keep you guys going. Sorry, guys. It's hard for me to remember every single, website, book title. There's so many, so.
When you're a boss with multiple platforms, that's understandable. When you have over 30 books and you just told the people you wrote 4 books in 1 month, girl, please.
Yes.
Phenomenal woman. So give us those websites one more time. Spell it out for the people. Get your pens and paper, everybody. Take notes or go ahead and type it in.
So, guys, if you want to go to my main website, it is privatejapan.weebly.com. To look at the course I just published yesterday called Teaching Online versus Teaching in Person, that is GT3D Train. And this is all small letters. GT
people directly.
But before we get out of here, I want to acknowledge, last week we had a woman, phenomenal woman on the show, who talked to us about investments in stocks. And guys, one day I turned to Champagne online, and she had this video where she got some birthday money, honey, and decided to invest.
That right here, and I wrote it down.
Tell the people what you did with your birthday money, because you inspired me. I did the same. My birthday was right afterwards, and I took all the monies that people gave me for lunch and decided Robinhood was the account to go with. So tell us the story. Are you still with us? Oh, guys, it looks like we lost the connection with the sister. No matter what, we will definitely have her back up on the show. Just stay tuned.
Hi.
Oh, you're still there. Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That was weird.
It's the Mercury retrograde. We're going into Mother's Day weekend. But, yeah, before we leave, can you tease the people and tell them what you did with your birthday money this year?
Yes, and I actually wrote it down here. Okay, so my mom gave me $100 for my birthday. Shout out, Mom. So $50 I used that to buy a Pop-Tart and donuts. So then the other $50 I invested in stocks. Okay, so this is what I did. First, and I have a YouTube video that I talked about this, but I like to watch the YouTube channel called ALUX, A-L-X. ALUX is a YouTube channel about, like, how to make money, how to invest. So what they did was talk about 10, 15 stocks that they invested in. So what I did, I went and I wrote down my hand, and I looked at the 15 stocks, and I like to analyze things by hand. I don't really like to have things that feel like connected to the brain. And the fingers is called. So I like to do things by hand. So what I did, I went and I wrote down stocks. I wrote down the price. I wrote down how much they paid for. And the winners that I found were American Airlines, which is AAL, Delta Airlines, DAL, Marathon Oil Company, MRO, and Under Armour, which is a clothes company for undergarments. I've never even heard of them before. So what I did, I had $50 left, so I bought one stock of American Airlines at $11. I bought a half a stock of Delta for $12.01. I bought three stocks of Marathon at $11.70, and I bought two stocks of Under Armour at $16.72. And last time I checked, it looked like one of my stocks, one of them went up. Oh, my Marathon stock went up by $1. Now, imagine if I had invested like $10,000 in that, and it went up by 0.68%. That's the price. So I'm going to continue to invest. Now, the stock app that I use, S-T-A-S-T, the purple logo is the Stash, like Stashway Facebook. So I use Stash to invest. I love Stash because I love the way that it looks. And you can buy half the stock. Because, for example, Google stock is like maybe like $300 right now. I can afford that $3,000 right now. I can afford that. But you can buy like a .100. So I would always invest, suggest you guys, especially right now, invest in airlines, cruises, luxury stuff, casinos, all the things that people cannot do, but I would invest in right now.
All right, guys, you heard it here first from the mouth of someone who's actually being self-sustainable. Always do this responsibly. But Champagne,
yes.
You gave us some good gems with this, because if we think about what we like, what we consume, if we consider what the world can't live without, then, hey,
And if we acknowledge that as a people on the planet, we have survived so much, this is really our time to buy low, honey.
Yeah. And also, let me say another thing, guys, but shout out to Terry. This is not the time to play. This is not playtime. Black people, we have a very bad habit of winning a small war and then partying. This is what happens to Haitians. So after they kick the fool in the bum, instead of them listening to their leader and rebuilding like they should have, they was like, no, you're done. We're going to kill you. And I'm speaking very general because the Haitians love their history. And then what ended up happening is that, I guess, 2 or 3 meters later, the prince came back and was like, yo, you kicked us out, all of this money. I still don't understand how they did that. But Haiti didn't have their military up. So my point is, as blacks, just because everyone else is suffering right now, this is our time. That money, not play time. This is, let's build our online money time. That's not
playtime
at all.
Right. Well, thank you so much, Champagne, for coming on. I hope that you'll be willing to come back and grace the people maybe in September, do a quarterly. You have a pantheon of books and information readily available. What I really celebrate about you is your ability to turn and reach back and keep us grounded and rooted in prosperity. Thank you so much for joining us today. Limitless blessings to you and yours. Any final words of advice to people back home?
I would, this is to everybody, like black people. If you want to keep up with me, I post, and I try to do live Instagram, so follow me on Instagram. That's actually the fastest way to get me. And my Instagram is, I'm going to type it here, PrivateLessons with an S. Japan, Private Lessons Japan, and this is on Instagram. So that is the quickest way to find me. I'm going to be on live tomorrow. So I'm always live Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 12 p.m. Japan time.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, and we look forward to everyone. If you have any questions, you feel free to send out a shout-out to her. Always, we're going to add you to our international shout-out list that we do weekly. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Champagne. And we'll be right back.
This is the Caribbean Radio Show with Queen Sunny Honey.
Yeah. Blessings we are reap and we coursing on full. Oh, we not rise and boast. Yeah, we give songs that we need it the most. We have to give songs that we really supposed to be thankful. Blessings all for me life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings, and just for the plus.
Yeah.
Gratitude is a must. Yeah, blessings fall by my right hand. But I toast to the friends that take off every load one time. Third one, me say, me try a thing. And you know it formed up to be a fire thing. Now up on stage with granny Claire sing. Yeah, see me all diggy soon, get the higher ring. Like, hello, brother, and say, I just saw ya. Saw your photo, spectacular photo. Keep it burning, yes, that's the motto. If me the butter, pass through your soul. To gamble in a life, man. Me have to thank God for the journey. The earnings are just for the plus. Yeah, and gratitude. So I mean to give him the glory, I'm delighted. Jah knows I'm a passion ignited. Got the music, me excited. Coming like a potion. Mm-hmm. Blessings all for my life and my thank God for the journey, the earnings, and just for the plus. Yeah. Gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall by my right hand. Bust a toast to the friends, we take off every load one time. Yeah. Yeah. And gratitude is a must. Yeah, me see blessings fall, come right on. But I told to the friends that take off every load. One time we sit down in a class and we both dead. All he said road and we go on with the road. Toast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Toast.
Caribbean Radio Show, the Knowledge Station. Yes, blessings, blessings. That was Coffee with Toast. One, two, three. This is how you get your LLC. Them cracker done teach me. So let me learn you get your LLC. Simply go on to Google, type in LLC in your state.gov. It takes 10 minutes. The boy just wants your address, the name of your company, and to take their money, honey. If you have problems getting online, hit me up on my website at www.sanitashannon.com. I will be delighted to give you 50% off on Mother's Day. Just simply hit me up in the inbox. It'll just be $30, and we'll talk you through. Once you get your LLC, next thing you're going to do is open up another tab. Type in EIN and go to the government website. This will have you registered with the IRS, and EIN stands for Employee Identification Number. Here on Freedom Fridays, we're always here to give you some solutions. Help us to encourage one another, uplift one another, and be self-sustainable. That device that you're holding, that's your money maker, baby. CEOs everywhere are utilizing the same cell phone to operate their empires. So instead of watching empire, let's build an empire. So what are you waiting for? If you are looking for a way, now is the time. If you would like to be a guest on Queen Sunny's Freedom Fridays, every Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, simply hit me up. You can follow me on Instagram at Queen Sunny Honey. Like, and follow my page. Hit me up and let me know if you would like to be a guest. Just one more time, if you want to go to my website to hear any of the other tapings from this wonderful show, go to www.sanitashannon.com. That's www.sanitashannon. Make sure you subscribe to my mailing list so you can be up to date with everything. Hit us up on Facebook, guys. Go to CRS. That's right, CRS Radio. Like and follow our page. Leave comments. Give us feedback, because to all of you, those 2.5 million beautiful kings and queens out there, we can't anything without you. So limitless blessings to you and yours. Before we leave out for today, let's look at what's coming up next week. We will definitely have a brother who is a fashion designer from Mr. Will Bradley. Get ready to hear about him. And coming up after that, we're going to have a series by the great Dr. Anoka Rashidi. He has been giving us American history. He's our historian that looks just like us. So we're looking forward to a series going around the world with all of his experiences that he's had. We will also have Lisa Marie Goodson, the founder of the Academy, to come on and bless us with her experience on what it's like to run a successful YouTube channel, thrive and be self-sustainable. Over 10 years I've been following her. And she looked out and went on vacation and ended up living in Ghana, honey. So you don't want to miss that. And the last week in the month, we're going to have one of my HBCU colleagues, Miss Winona, the life coach. This woman is going to come and give us some healing solutions on what it's like to transition through this phase. Guys, this is Queen Sunny Honey. Always, I mean, limitless love, limitless blessings to you and yours. May peace and God's protection be with you. Until next week, as we say in the Middle East, Dubai, bye, boo. Masalama. Au revoir.